Listening to the sounds of three young men who have just won their way right on into the love zone for sure. And I'm talking about the wonderful sounds of Notarized, formerly known as Three Way, right here on 90.3 FM in New York City and around the world. Due to some legal situations here, they switched their name and got Notarized, made it official, and that's their single, Fallen, that's being played right there. And they, well, I tell you what, they're on the love line with us. Say hello, fellas.
How's it going, New York City? How's it going?
Take time out and introduce yourself to New York.
Well, this is Mark Jess.
This is Original Janal.
I got Mark Jess, Original, and who, Cal?
Macal.
Got you, Macal. Right here, they're all together known as Notarized. And hey, we want to make it official and let the world know because we haven't, I'm not sure if we said it last week or not, but you're on the phone with us live. And we want to, first of all, congratulate you guys for being another act that we've added to the 25th anniversary of yours truly for the Poconos Weekend Celebration, November 16th through the 18th. Congratulations, fellas.
Thank you.
Now tell me, you guys been singing a long time from youth up. Your mom's told me everything, the background on you. What is it about this anniversary that you guys are looking forward to?
And I'm just looking forward to the opportunity of, meeting a lot of the people that I admire, that I looked up to ever since when I was younger. Curtis Blow, you have the Temptations going to be there. You know, these are my idols coming up. So, I mean, it's just a true blessing, and I appreciate, you even having us on the show. It's really a blessing.
Well, we appreciate you guys having talent enough to qualify because, I mean, we went through a lot of, and they mentioned the Temptation. The Temptation is going to be in the UK. We invited them, but they're going to be over in the UK, I believe, or overseas somewhere. So the original Temptations are not going to be there, but we definitely have invited Dennis Edwards and Glenn Leonard and G.C. Cameron and some of the other members of the Temptations. So you never know who's going to show up. But hopefully, it's going to be a host of other people there, too, for you guys to meet. But you guys have, made it onto the anniversary, not just by luck, but hey, by the skills and the talent that y'all demonstrated in your music and that y'all submitted in. And for the rest of you that don't know, we had a audition, a DVD audition taking place on MySpace, where we sent out an offer to thousands and thousands of artists and asked them if they wanted to be added to the 25th anniversary of Yours Truly for the showcase segment. And a lot of them submitted DVDs in, and a lot of them got pushed to the side. But Notarize, I have to give it to you. You guys sent us a live performance from Philadelphia, I believe, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay, and you guys just, I mean, y'all did it. Y'all got the talent, the vocals, and the stage show that deserve to be seen by up-and-coming, or what should we say, already made big-time record companies who are going to be in attendance. And we've invited them all, from J Records to Elektra to Atlantic Records. They all been invited to the anniversary, and it's going to be some big people there. And hopefully, on behalf of 90.3 FM and the Love Zone staff and Voice Distributions and the Sesames Group, when they see you guys perform, who knows, y'all may be next on J Records or one of the major labels, you know?
Maybe.
Hey, so we can't thank you enough.
Well, hey, yeah. Now tell me this here. You guys, your mother is a lovely lady. Her name is Lovely, and we've been speaking with her throughout the course of the week, getting preparations for you guys and everything to be there. And, I mean, how is it having moms right there with you supporting what you do? Because there's a lot of parents out there that don't support their kids and what they do.
Right, and we've been blessed to have, you know, both of our parents in our lives, and both my mother and my father have sacrificed so much for us that, you know, have an opportunity to experience something like this. If it wasn't for them, both my parents, my father, you know, he's a chaplain in the Air Force, just retired, you know, we love them to death, and they, you know, have sacrificed so much just for us to get the studio equipment and the things that we use now to create the music that we do. We just give, you know, all the appreciation to them and you know, and the one above, our Heavenly Father.
Amen, amen. Now, as three members in the group, they're singing vocals here. I want each of you to go down the line and tell the world who the artist that inspires you to do what you do, the artist that you look up. I know it's hard to pick one, but I believe everybody has that ultimate one that they either cater themselves after, or that they just was inspired to do this. And who is it? I want you to hear from each member.
I'll start off. This is Mark Jess, and pretty much the artist that I think inspired me the most, I would have to say, is my father, believe it or not. Coming up, you know, he was always had us singing in the church, and he has a wonderful voice himself. You know, he has a lot of versatility, can sing all the way from soprano all the way down to bass. So I think it was his vocal range and him taking the time to teach us harmonies growing up. We sung as a family in church. So I would actually have to say my father is the one that has got me to where I am vocally.
All right, next.
This is Original. I would have to say Quincy Jones. I just love the fact that he's so versatile in the style and making music, and his long history of making hits is incredible. And so, I mean, that's what I look to, you know, is that a persistence in making music.
Deep, deep, deep.
This is Mikel, and I'm the artist that inspires me the most, and I don't think I've ever told him this, but it's my older brother, known as Mark Just. There's not too many people in my life that I've been able to really look up to, and I've been able to follow. And, you know, my brother does a lot of things. He's just not a singer, an excellent singer, but, you know, he's an athlete. He does a lot, and I look up to him for the most as far as my music goes.
Wow, wow, wow. You said you're not sure if you ever told him that. Well, he's hearing it right now on 90.3 FM for the first time, man.
It feels good, huh? I appreciate it.
Well, man, we appreciate you guys, man, and we look forward to seeing you live November 16th through the 18th. They're going to be there on the showcase night. They're going to be there with Randy Gill, Power, and Howard G, a host of others that will be performing. And who knows, you may see them on the big stage Saturday night, man. We may have to... I don't know, man. We have to bring y'all out, let y'all harmonize for the people. How would y'all like that?
We would love it.
Now, we got your new single, Hey Love. And real quick, tell me about this track here. Who wrote this? Who inspired you to do this one? Come on, talk to me.
Well, Hey Love.
That
original, I'll let you speak.
All right. I produced the track, me and my friend Gene, and we all wrote the song. or collectively?
Okay, well, I tell you what, we're going to pull up off the mic, and we want to thank you guys for calling in, and once again, congratulations on being added to the 25th anniversary of Yours Truly, and everyone around the world is looking forward. We've been getting emails about you guys, especially about that track, Fallen. They asked me, are they going to sing Fallen that night? Well, I'm going to let y'all answer that, guys.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely going to sing that for y'all.
Oh, well.
They're going to have, I believe, a 15-minute set, a 20-minute set. We're going to keep them singing all weekend. And I told your mother, I said, make sure you keep them by my side. You never know where we may just throw you guys back up on stage, man. Once again, congratulations, Notarized. This is their new single, Hey Love, right here in the Love Zone. See you later, guys.
Appreciate it.
Sexy. Yeah. J-Tunes. An original production. Thinking to myself, I can't let this girl go. My high school sweetheart for sure. But I'm so unsure, don't know if I'm done. So in my own, and I know it's hard. Don't wanna lead you on, don't wanna let you go. But maybe we're destiny. Maybe you're the one for me. Maybe we were meant to be.
Once again, realized that we're more than friends. Can't stop the way I'm feeling. Let's go with the flow until the end.
Said a
halo.
Agree.
All the problems before,
let them walk out that door.
I now know where love goes. Hey, love, let it fall.
Back in your arms once again.
Won't
realize that we're more than friends.
Baby,
can't stop the way I'm feeling. Let's go with the flow until the end.
Hey,
hey,
hey.
Together.
Like a river running wild, just let it flow, baby. Like the wind blows through the air, just let it go, girl. Let's let nature take its course and let's not stop it, baby. Care for me, I care for you, that's all I know,
hey,
girl.
Love, hey, love.
Just let it
flow, just move it on up. Just feel the vibe of love's day. Just let it flow, girl, we can do it your way. Smooth it on up, come feel the vibe of love's day. Just let it flow, girl, we can do it your way. Smooth it on up, just feel the vibe of love's day. Just let it flow, girl, we can do it your way.
Wonderful sounds of Three Way right here in the Love Zone. Once again, congratulations to them for being added to the artists that will be appearing at my anniversary on November 16th through the 18th for sure. As we keep things going right here in the Love Zone, uh-oh, do you hear what I hear? That's my good friend Stephanie Mills, and she's on her way to New York City for sure to hang out with all her wonderful fans around the tri-state areas. And guess what? I believe I got Stephanie on the love line. Hello, Stephanie, are you there? Do I have her? I have her. Hello, Stephanie. Hello. No, we lost her, but she was there. I tell you what, as soon as we come back, we're going to have a live for you, y'all. Tell you what, New York City, every time, I mean, you know, I don't know what it is about Line 5 and Stephanie Mills, but every time I get her on the phone here, every single time. Hey, Stephanie, baby.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. It's yours truly, The Voice, along with my co-host, DJ Howie D. What's up?
Hi, DJ.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Oh, man.
Yes, I am coming to New York, and I'll be in New York September 28th at B.B. King.
That's right. And, I mean, B.B. King is a great place to play at.
Oh, it's a wonderful place. It reminds me of, like, Studio One in L.A. It's real intimate and it's wonderful. And what I'm doing is I'm recording a live CD there that night.
Oh, at B.B. King,
yeah,
live.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing a lot of the older songs, like Secret Lady and Starlight, and just a lot of songs that I have not done in years.
Wow, now that's going to be an awesome evening.
Yes.
I did not know about that part.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's not too often that I leave the Love Zone and don't actually do the Love Zone live, but now that I have this wonderful co-host Howie D here.
Well, thank you.
I think I'm going to hang out with Stephanie next Friday.
Yes, I want you to come. Please come.
I have to personally apologize, Stephanie, because I know you've been inviting me to your concerts every time you come to New York, and we've just been missing each other.
I know we have, but this time you have to come.
I promise by the grace of God, if it's His will, I will be there with you next Friday night.
Next Friday night, the 28th.
The 28th at B.B. King's, y'all. And I know they still have seats left available, so we want you to come on down there, support her. It's going to be a live CD recording. You heard us said it.
Yes.
That's right. So if you want to be there and be part of them screaming.
we have a good time.
Yes. I remember last time we had the Manhattans there, and I went backstage, and Gerald was like, hey, Maurice, can you bring us on stage? And I was like, sure. And we went in, we brought them on stage, and the crowd enjoyed. B.B. King's place is just awesome.
It really is awesome.
It's an awesome place. And I look forward to seeing you once again. That's September 28th, right?
Yes.
Not this Friday, but next Friday.
She says
she's doing them all. You taking them down memory lane?
I'm taking them down memory lane. And the show starts at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock sharp. So, hey, get there early. Get there, get some food, and get your seat for sure.
Yes.
Because you're in store for a treat. It's been a long time since I've seen you perform live, girl.
I know. It has been a while.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you, darling.
Likewise.
Definitely. And once again, don't forget, keep in mind, November 16th through the 18th, if you're available, I want you at that 25th anniversary of yours truly, baby.
Oh, I would love to come. If I'm available, I'll be there.
You know it, girl. I'll see you Friday night, baby.
Okay.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Love. I just wanted to let you know that
say all that you're going through. And I know how much life demands from you from day to day. But I'm also here to let you know that today is a day for the new. See, today I'll be your rescue. Cause today I wanna do all that you want me to.
Have a fear, girl. I am here, won't you come a little bit closer? Over you near me. Sit right here, love, next to me. I won't bite, but if you like, I'll be sure to put my teeth wherever your body needs. I can be your private freak. Do you know you want?
Girl, I do.
All you please.
All you need. Talk until the sunrise, sweetheart, I don't mind. It's whatever your heart desires, baby. We can laugh, girl. We can cry. We'll make love under the moonlight, and I'll make it come all night. And I'll taste your wine if you want me to. Ooh, girl.
WHCR 90.3 FM, New York.
You came up behind me with your arms around my neck. You whispered in my ear, I never leave, I took that bed. Girl, we weren't perfect, but as close as we could get. You were the finest thing I've ever seen the first time that we met. See, I've done some wrong, baby, you've done wrong too. Two wrongs can't make it right, girl, what are we gonna do? See, I've got this real strong feeling deep inside my mind, and it's all because of you. Let's stay together for a lifetime.
And I lost you, and now I'm searching for what we had.
What we had.
to spend time apart. Baby girl, I'm through. Don't know, didn't know what to do. Whoever said that this could really end? Whoever said we'd be together again? Whoever said this ain't the hardest thing we've ever did? Searching for what we had. Can we move on? Maybe forgive the past. I promise you a lifetime.
Watch yourself, Bray. Watch yourself, Bray. Listening to the sounds of Mr. Bray Tarver right here on 90.3 FM. Previous to that was Christopher Finesse. Whatever you want, baby. Oh, new sounds for the Love Zone. The next young lady CD has been blowing up the spot on voice distributions at mauricewatts.com, all around the place. I'm talking about the one and only Miss Teresa Griffin. And this track here is called Cigarettes in the Rain, baby. Oh!
Cigarette. bang, 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 bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang,
bang, bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang, bang,
the wonderful sounds of Teresa Griffin. Brand new CD, baby, on Voice Distribution. Enjoy.
Gotta love Jones, Jones, for the love zone, zone. 98.3 FM, New York, New York.
Hey, this is Dre.
And I'm Wendell.
And this is Pat.
And I'm Bruce.
You know, sometimes.
And together, we are power.
Two lovers falling.
And if you're listening to Maurice the Voice Watts and DJ Howie D here at 90.3 FM in New York, like us, you've got to love Jones too. Because they're keeping real music alive by playing the best old school, soul, classic, and R&B every Friday night between 8 and 12, right here at WHCR 90.3 FM in New York. Right, fellas?
I wonder where you are as I write these words for you and I. I want you in my arms so I can hold you close and feel your body wet and warm.
I wanna feel
your love again.
Hold you
never ever to end.
Oh, baby, can I
touch you with my love, baby,
and love you the right way. Hold you
all night.
Love you
with all of my might.
I want you to touch. I miss you much, baby.
I want you.
I want you.
Oh, it seems so long ago. I can't remember the reasons why we let each other go. Just don't know. Our love's locked deep inside. We have the keys. Let's open our hearts and throw away the foolish pride. Oh, baby,
I want to
again. I want it never, never to end.
Oh, baby, can
I touch you with my love
and love
make
you
feel
right
in a dream.
Hold
you all night. Please let me love you with all of my might. I want you to
touch. I
miss you
much.
City and everyone under the sound of the voice. The group of young men you heard previously go by the name of Power, and they're on their way to my 25th radio anniversary also. But guess what? Not only do we have Howard Hewitt, Lenny Williams, Harold Melvins in the Blue Notes, Curtis Blow, Sharon Page, The Intruders Review, Randy Gill, and Power, and Notarize, we have this gentleman right here, Mr. Colonel Abrams, who's on the love line. How you doing, Colonel?
I'm doing just fine, Maurice. How you doing over there? You sounding good?
Thank you, man. Not as good as you sound on this one, man. I love this track, you know.
Thank you very much. It's a perfect setting for the work. It's real nice, and I know there's a lot of lovers out there.
Only in the love zone, baby. Only in the love zone.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's the good thing about the love zone. You know, we get to play the classics like this one here.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks. And we need more classics, you know?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And, you know, that was one thing, Colonel. You know, I mean, I know you was known mainly for the up-tempo groove, but this one here, when you did the ballad, it was so smooth and sensuous that I'm like, okay, where's the rest of them, man?
Yeah, and, you know, there was a secret to that song because it was only meant to be an interlude, like 2-3 minutes long, to end the album, the first album that I did. But it turned out to become a song later on, and I tried to get the record company to bring it out because I got a 5-minute version, a long extended version. But, yeah, well, don't worry. You'll get a chance to hear it soon.
well, you know that's what was coming next. When am I getting it? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, and it's going to be like part two. You
okay.
Know? So you'll
okay.
be one of the first ones to debut it.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you,
man. And, you know, I got to say it for sure because my wife is, I mean, she is like, to me, your all-time favorite fan, man. I mean,
when we
came down to pick an artist of who to have on the anniversary, she was like, you have got to get Colonel Abrams.
Well, I'm honored. I'm very honored. I really appreciate that because it's great to have anniversaries where people come out, celebrate, and give respect, so it's an honor.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely an honor.
I got my co-host here, DJ Howie D. Want to say hello to you?
Hey, what's up, Colonel?
Hey, how you doing, Howie D?
All right. Everything's good with you?
Great. Yeah, everything is fine with me. I know you're getting ready for this 25th anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it's going to be a great event, I'm pretty sure.
Definitely. You know, Colonel, I was on the bus coming into New York City, and a young lady was sitting next to me, and I gave her a card about the anniversary. And mm-hmm. she went through the list of artists. She was like, yeah. And she said, Colonel Abrams. Oh, my God.
Right.
She said, oh, yeah. I'm coming just because of Colonel Abrams.
That's good. Yeah, it's good to know you have fans that support you and remember you for many years. So that's a good feeling.
Oh, yes. I mean, that was a Kodak moment, man.
Yeah. Well, it sounds good just hearing you tell me something like that because people, they don't forget, you know, especially when they really love your music.
Now you did a lot of club hits, man. And, I mean, tell me, why did you favor the club hits over the ballads?
Well, you know, actually what it was, I when I first started writing songs, my first song was a ballad. And I wrote my first song when I was 10 years old.
And that was what song?
And the song was called It's a Miracle.
It's a Miracle.
I remember it very well, too, in it. How did I write a song at 10 years old? I still don't know. But it made sense, you know, even when I think about it now. So I've always liked ballads because I came up listening to doo-wop, you know, a lot of the doo-wop groups.
Mm-hmm.
OJ's, you know, a little bit later, and then the Intruders and the Manhattans and Lil Anthony Imperials. So I styled myself, my writing after that. But later on when I, because I'm originally from Detroit, and later on when I moved to New York and then I started listening to all different other kind of music, I really got tuned into up-tempo music. So I got my own band and I formed them. My brother was a bass player, Morris, who I spoke to you about with the new single.
Correct,
about
correct.
Him. Right, and he was only like 15, 16 years old then. So I did dance, you know, up-tempo dance music, did the showcasing in the clubs back in the Leviticus days. You remember clubs?
Leviticus, man. Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Leviticus, man. Wow.
Yeah, and then my little band, I got a chance to perform at some of the clubs owned by the Dow Twins because they had some clubs where you can do showcasing. And that's when I started doing up-tempo stuff, listening to War and, you know, groups like Mandrill and et cetera. So then as time went on, I started going to some of the clubs, Act 1 on 42nd Street. I don't know if you remember the L.I. Chemical Building. And there was a nice club in Brooklyn, you know, and that club was called COCP. I'm giving all these names, and people are going to say, wow,
you taking them back, baby. You taking them back. We got Love Zone listeners that's in the chat room that are talking about your records and stuff. One girl, Carolyn from Maryland, she's saying to tell you that she still got your cassettes.
Wow.
She
said the cassette of the first album must be.
I guess so, boy. She said the bus.
What's she wrote? I'm trying to get ahead.
The bus, she said. She mentioned something about the bus. I'm trying to see what she's typing there. But yeah, anyway, because she says she still got your cassette and album.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, because you had the first album. Because don't forget, during that time, there really was no CD.
Oh, of course not. No. Of course not.
The album was coming out on, they went from the 8-track to the cassette.
That's right, and, to vinyl.
Yeah, so I really got involved listening to dance music, and then I was really in tune with WBLS, Frankie Crocker, that whole genre, and then Studio 54. So I started working with a gentleman named Boy Jarvis, and we sat down and created what is called today house music.
Right, right. And I remember, I remember you from your first, I think you had a single called Music is the Answer.
Right, I had a single called Music is the Answer, but the first dance track I ever did, which really was only done on 8-track in the house, we did it in the house, the first house track ever was called You Got Me Running.
Okay.
And then after that, it was Release the Tension.
Release the Tension.
And then, came Music is the Answer.
Music is the Answer. Well, you know, Howie, he brought it up, so.
No, I know he's familiar. And I got a new version. I got a new version of Music is the Answer. I don't know if Howie heard the new version.
Well, guess what? We're going to let him hear it right now real quick because we got it.
Oh, that's right. We got it, baby.
We on point with it, Howie.
Good man. Yeah, good looking.
I forgot about
good
that.
Good looking.
And, I really appreciate you guys supporting me, and I think it's really, really exciting and appropriate to be a part of the 25th anniversary because...
Thank you, man. Thank you.
You're welcome, and congratulations, too, on top
Thank
of...
Thank you.
You know, and a lot of those acts that's on the show, I do know and done shows with. I performed with Howard Hewitt, and I performed with... not with Lenny Williams, but I performed with Hal Melvin's Blue Notes. Sharon Page I performed with. Curtis Blow I performed with. So most of them I've been on the show with and did shows with them.
Well, Colonel, it's not that you performed. You're still performing with these guys, man. You're still giving them a run for their money, baby. You know what? I'm going to tell you, Lincoln Sessions, my partner in with the anniversary, he said, Voice, he said, I tell you one thing, man, shaking his head. He said, the Colonel going to turn this thing out.
He said that.
He said, I'm going to tell you what. He may come on and go off, but he going to be the most exciting thing on the show.
Wow, that's really nice. Bro, I did the room before. Tell him I did that same place for him with Hotel before. Same room
that's
with
right,
the Stylistics.
Know.
I did it with the Stylistics, with Russell Thompson's Stylistics, who I've always loved and grew up listening to, you know.
Amen.
And when I did the show, it was quite interesting. They put me on first, and oh my goodness, I didn't even know. It was nothing but house heads in the audience.
Wow.
Nothing but people from
House
Zanzibar.
Head.
Yeah, that's what we call them, you know, which means people who love dance music. And people were from New Jersey, too, you know. So they were up dancing and screaming, and the girls was kicking and hollering. And then they went from that to slow, you know, serenade.
Right.
So they came rushing backstage, and you had to read my book to find out the rest about the story. Oh,
okay, okay. we'll talk about that in November.
Absolutely. We'll talk about that in November. So I think your lineup, too, is really good, because your lineup, it has a lot of excitement. You know, it's
Thank
just
you.
Not one thing. You're welcome. Because that's what I bring that point out to a lot of promoters I work with and still working with, that when they put events together, it should be sort of like a variety of slow music, up-tempo music, you know, so mm-hmm. that way people can really enjoy it rather than one set of music. So it's going to be really, it's going to be quite interesting, so get ready.
Get ready for the Colonel. Get ready for the Colonel. Now tell me, Colonel, what you got in store for the Poconos for the November 6th, 16th, and 17th weekend? Because he's going to be hanging out with us the whole weekend. You know, he's there that Friday night and then before the celebrity meet and greet, and then he'll be performing
right.
Saturday night, so on.
Right,
what
right.
do you have in store for them? We know we got the new single, we got it queued up, but tell us about it. And I think it's about your brother or somebody?
Yeah, it's about my brother Morris, who passed away in 2005.
Okay.
So it's going to be really impersonal to me, this event, because I'm going to perform, I'll probably perform the song, because as we speak, I'm promoting it by going around performing it. And this particular track, just like Mathematics, is a song about him. And it's saying, one and one is two equals me equals you. Just like Mathematics, we were just like one. You know, which is a true story. You know, so and this is my first time actually writing a song that's really true and personal to me, because Not Gonna Let, Trap, How Soon We Forget, Music Is the Answer, they're fictional. You know, and people think they were real stories, but it was just made-up story.
Right.
But people related to it. But just like Mathematics is a true story, you know, he was a great person. He co-wrote, you know, I sat down and taught him how to write songs. So he co-wrote Music Is the Answer with me, How Soon We Forget, Not Gonna Let, you know, and Table for Two.
Mm.
So, I mean, he's still a big part of me. And when I did Just Like Mathematics, even my family members say it sounded like he was there, you know.
Wow.
I mean, not literally, but there was something about the music and something about the structure of Just Like Mathematics. If he was here, he would definitely like it. And I'm getting good response from it. And it's available on TrackSource, TraxSource, TrackSource.com. And you can go there and download it. I got like about five mixes. And
wow.
It's taken from the tribute album, Tim, because I'm doing a whole tribute album. And the only thing I can relate to my tribute album to my brother Morris is the Marvin Gaye album, when he came out with What's Going On.
What's Going On.
And then it went from track to track, and the whole album told a story.
Right.
So this whole album is going to tell a story about him, but I made it sort of interesting because it's not just about him. It's about him and what's going on in the world today.
All right. You're listening to the sounds of Colonel Abrams, and this is his new CD, the single from it. It's like just like Mathematics. We're going to let you hear a few of it. He's on his way to the Poconos for my 25th radio anniversary, November 16th through the 18th. All Colonel Abel fans, Colonel Abram fans, I should say, the willing and the able. We want you there, right, Colonel?
You're absolutely right.
We want them there, man, you know. And matter of fact, you know, Colonel came down to my office the other day, and he was hanging out with me there and whatever, and the fans was meeting him there and everything, the co-workers, and they was just thrilled just to have you in their presence, man. So we want to thank you for stopping by, man.
You're welcome, and it won't be the last.
I know, man.
Come through, because it's important to support your fans as well, you know.
It's the one and only. He's the Colonel, y'all. He's on his way to my 25th anniversary. Sit back, enjoy his new single. Thanks for calling, Colonel.
You're welcome. And don't forget to check me out on Colonel Abrams Record at MySpace.com.
Uh-oh, say that again.
It's Colonel Abrams Records at MySpace.com.
Okay, you got it. He got a MySpace page up there. And I believe the proper way to get to it probably is MySpace.com/ Colonel Abrams Records.
Absolutely correct.
That's right. It's Colonel Abram Records on the end of them, all right? And go check them out. A lot of people were surprised when I gave them a flyer. They said, Colonel's still singing? I said, he ain't singing.
He's singing.
He's singing, baby.
Right.
He's singing, man. You know,
because singing, you ain't singing. So you know I know the difference.
And hey, I tell you what, man, we got a lot of time between now and November, so make sure you come on back through, all right, baby?
Yeah, I sure will, and I wish you the best over there with the whole radio format, and you sound like $1 million, so keep up the work.
Thank you, baby. Thank you very much. That's Colonel Abrams, y'all, 90.3 FM. He's on his way to the Poconos. Colonel Abrams' brand new single. What do you think about it, Howie?
I like that.
It's house, I baby. Like it's think, house and it's solid. It's tight.
I think I'm going to have to get a copy of that and play that at Nate's anniversary, man.
Well, you know you got to play it.
I got to play that, man. I got to put that in the mix some kind of way.
I'm telling you, man, the fans, when I gave her the card on the bus, she said, Colonel Abrams.
Yeah.
She said, that's the only reason why I'm going to come.
Right.
I said, you going to spend all this money and come just Colonel Abrams? She said, well, I know it's your anniversary. She said, yeah, but I'm going to tell you the truth. I've come across a Colonel Abrams. She said, I just love him.
I hate you.
You know, and hey, it's good to know he's still doing the thing, still doing the more freaking thing, y'all. And he's still performing. He's turning out shows. I'm telling you, the last Pocono appearance he made just turned it out, Howie.
I hate you.
Turned it out. So don't forget, that's November 16th through the 18th in the Poconos as we continue right back here on 90.3 FM.
He says he loves. do it for the ones you love.
This next track is going out for the number one lady in my life. My beautiful wife, Tammy. I love you, baby. And I thank God for you being with me for these 25 years of radio. They haven't been easy. Yes, indeed. This is her boy, Elton John. And my boy, Luther Vandross. Together on 90.3 FM, New York.
Anyone who ever loved could look at me and know that I love you. Anyone who ever dreamed could look at me and know I dream of you. Knowing I love you so. Anyone who had a heart would take me in her arms and love me too. You couldn't really have a heart and hurt me like you've hurt me and be so.
Every time you go away, I always say, this time it's goodbye, dear. But loving you the way I do, I take it back. Without you, I'd die, dear. Take me in her arms and love me too. You really couldn't have a heart and hurt me like you hurt me and be so.
so untrue. Anyone who had a heart would love me too.
Anyone who had a heart would love me too.
Anyone who had a heart would surely take me.
Take me
in her arms and
love me.
Elton John and Luther Vandross, right here in the Love Zone. This next young man is on his way to the 25th anniversary also. I'm talking about the one and only Mr. Randy Gill. Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
I look at you, I'm thinking I'm a lucky man to find someone who knows and understands me. When times got hard, you made it easy. Never letting go, baby girl, you held on tight. I told you to leave, you stood your ground, you told me no. Looked in my eyes and said you're never letting go. Baby, I was blind, but now I see. You're the only one I want and all I'll ever need.
I love you more than I did yesterday, baby. I look at you, I'm thankful every day.
I can't wait
to see your face.
See
when
your face.
I'm down on bending knee, asking will you marry me?
Marry me.
I love you more than I did yesterday, baby. I look at you, I'm thankful every day.
I'm thankful, baby.
I can't wait to see your face. When I'm down on bending knee, asking baby, marry me.
I used to wonder if it's real, could this be true? To love someone as much as they loved you. Then you came around, you showed me how. Always by my side, never letting me down. Please wear my ring, say you be my wife. Oh, I promise. I'm in love with you, deep in love with you. Say you'll be my wife, say you'll marry me.
I love you more than I did yesterday, baby.
I love you, baby.
I can't wait.
I'm thankful.
When I'm down on bending knee, asking will you marry me?
Yeah, I
love you. I love you more than I did yesterday, baby.
See, I've been waiting for this day, baby.
I'm thankful every day.
I
can't wait.
When I'm down on bending knee,
asking baby, marry
you
me.
Please. Your smile, your kiss, your touch. Don't ever stop because I never get enough. Whenever you need me, baby, I'm here to take away every one of your fear. Ooh, your smile, your kiss, your touch. Don't ever change because I love you that much. See, I want you in my life. Won't you fool my wife? Down on bending knees, asking baby, marry me.
Marry me.
Cause I love you, babe. I need you, babe. Oh,
I love you more than I did yesterday, baby. I'm thankful every day.
bending knee, asking where you met me. I love you more than I did yesterday.
Said I love you more.
I love you every day.
Down on my
way,
see begging, babe.
When I'm down on bending knee.
Yolanda, darling, out in California, I pledge my love to you. Thanks for being a dedicated Love Zone 247.com listener, darling. She says she listened from 7 to 11:30. Young man just gave me a call and said, hey, is this The Voice? I said, yes. He said, oh, man, often imitated but never duplicated. That's you. Well, thank you, Daddy-O. You asked for this one by The Moments. Gotta find a way. 90.3 FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, flight 214 is now boarding at gate 12 for New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington, Richmond, Atlanta, and Miami.
I rush right over just as soon as I read her letter. Because my baby is already standing in line. There's not enough time for me to change your mind. But I
to get us back,
gotta find a way, sure.
Gotta find a way to get us back together.
Taking time out and send this out to the lovely Mink from It's a Wrap, right there on Lenox Avenue, 130th Street. The only ladies that I let do my hair. I got in trouble last week. I said something else. Well, I said, yeah, well, I can't say that again. Anyway, they don't want to help make sure the voice stay looking good. We love you, ladies.
Long bronze fingers hold me hard, so
New York City, I don't want to go, but hey, I'm going to get up out the hot seat and let Howie D close out the rest of the Love Zone. So don't you move that dial. The Love Zone will still be on till 12 midnight. But hey, that's going to do it for me. I hope you truly have enjoyed my part of the Love Zone. Oh,
I want you to know.
Don't forget, November the 16th through the 18th, seats are available for the concert only and for the entertainment package and for the entire weekend. So visit mauricewatch.com or call the hotline 917-545-2169 or 646-337-2480. Once again, the hotline for the 25th anniversary, 917-545-2169. Until we meet again by 90.3 megahertz, I'm going to bid you a fond farewell. I'll see you in 2 weeks. Me and Stephanie hanging out next Friday. Ciao, New York.